thank you so much, Matt. Great to be with you. We're had a road trip out here. We are up in the Pocono Mountains at the Mount Airy Casino today for Upwards. It's great to be with you. And each week we get together, take a look at some reasons why this area is a nice place to live and work. We focus in on some health and wellness topics and consumer protection related stuff. We hope to be joined in a bit by Mike Bannon. I had a late email out to Mike. Hopefully he will be with us. He's the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County and always drops the knowledge here on BCB about how to stay protected from scams and different stuff like that. So we hope to have Mike with us later in the show. We will be joined by Maureen Solomon, who's our fitness expert, and she takes on all different fitness-related topics. Man, feeling a little bit of stress with our road trip and getting everything set up. I need to take a deep cleansing breath. And Maureen is going to help us with that because Maureen is going to talk about movement and exercise. She hates to use the term exercise. She thinks it has kind of a negative connotation. But movement, activity for mental wellness and how staying active and doing a regular workout routine actually helps you to keep your mental stuff in balance and all. So we're looking forward to being joined by Maureen. Once a month, we have the pleasure of having some medical professionals from St. Mary Medical Center join us. It's our St. Mary Medical Minute on Upwards. And today, we have Dr. Maria Kelly on the phone. Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for giving us a bit of time here on WBCB today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Dr. Kelly, a second year, soon to be your third year intern at St. Mary Medical Center, and has taken an interest in advocacy, especially around skin cancer issues and sun damage. And that's what we want to talk about. What a beautiful day it is today. But this is exactly the type of day, Dr. Kelly, where we need to protect our skin.
Of course, of course. Yes, I am a big advocate about of skin cancer, melanoma, mostly because it's one of the most common cancers in the U.S. and worldwide. But most importantly, it's very, very preventable and if diagnosed early, curable. So very lots of hope in that regard.
That is great. I don't want to give the sun a bad rep. Sun's pretty good.
No, absolutely not.
And recently, a couple of people I knew got some blood tests done, and they both were low in the vitamin D category. And sometimes getting a little bit of sun, right, can help improve, helps vitamin D absorption or something like that. There, it is some good, some exposure to the sun is good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Sun is it's critical for our life. Otherwise, we won't be on planet Earth.
Right.
But too much sun exposure definitely has some negative impact on our lives as well, and on our skin particularly. And that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Well, we really appreciate your being with us and giving us some time here today. One of the things that seems like part of modern parenting is to make sure that the kids have all the sunscreen and are protected, which is a good thing. And I don't know, I think it might have been my mother who would talk about how sun damage for little kids can have negative effects in their adulthood.
She was absolutely right.
Mom's right again.
Right, so yes, moms are right all the time. So there's a big childhood link, which comes to cumulative exposure to the sun. Children are underdeveloped in many ways, and that includes their skin. So their skin is more prone to DNA damage from the sun. They spend usually most of the time outside playing, especially now in the summer and in the spring, without sun protection. And so, as I mentioned, cumulative damage meaning throughout the years of their little young skin, all that DNA breakdown, all that DNA damage will carry on to adulthood. And
right.
It's very, very important to protect your kids' skin and prevent them. Once they're an adult, they make their own decisions. But as children, we can definitely help prevent with the cumulative sun exposure and sun damage. 90%. I just have some data here. The 90% of skin cancers again are associated with UV radiation, that is UVA lines, UVB lines, from the sun or from tanning beds, as we already know. And the most important tools that we have to prevent skin cancer is sunscreen. Sunscreen saves lives. SPF sunscreen reduces at least by 40% squamous cell carcinoma, one type of skin cancer, and at least by 50% melanoma, which is the big bad guy that we've all heard about. Sunscreen protects from UVA lights, which are UVA rays that are the ones that are involved in aging, and they do penetrate windows, and UVB rays, which are the burning sun rays. I have some tips and tricks on what to look for on a sunscreen.
Well, that's great. We have Dr. Kelly with us here on WBCB. You know, before we get to some tips and tricks, the severity of a burn can play a role as well in the overall damage. I remember on our concert choir trip years and years ago, when we went out to California, some of the members of our trip did not protect their skin on the beach and got really, mm-hmm. really badly burned, even with some blisters. And the rest of their trip was absolutely ruined, which was a bummer. But I worry about those people because of how bad their burn was. And I'm thinking that can lead to problems later on.
Oh, of course. So, yes. Absolutely. So sunburns in childhood and adolescence significantly increase the risk of melanoma later in life, as I said. And just per data out there, just 5 or more blistering sunburns in life increases your risk by at least 15 to 20% in the future to get a malignancy. And in regards, when you get those blisters, it's very important to, keep track of it, make sure that you don't get any other superimposed infection, because they're very prone to have any other bacteria stick to it and then get a full-blown infection that is not directly from the blisters. So,
yikes.
And just look for signs and symptoms of infection, like fever, chills, and not popping them, for sure. Aloe vera, if you have those infections already, and just keep them dry, keep them clean, and then get away from the sun, at least from the time being.
Gotcha. All right, Dr. Kelly, how about your tips and tricks? How about choosing the right sunscreen? What are some things to keep in mind?
We are very lucky. We're very lucky that nowadays in we have so many options to choose from. But what do we look for? It's very simple, so straightforward. Broad spectrum protection, make sure there's UVA and UVB rays covered.
Okay.
That it is an SPF at least of 30 and higher. That we're looking for a water-resistant sunscreen, especially if we're going to be doing outdoor activities, if we're going to be swimming, sweating, if we're going to be grilling. It's very humid out, so we tend to towel dry, so that definitely will help me get a water-resistant sunscreen. And when do we apply it? We apply sunscreen, and this is going to depend on the activity that you're going to be doing. I am very adamant about making everything a habit, especially this. So sunscreen doesn't mean summer. Sunscreen and sun protection is all day, every day, forever and ever. However, because now we're coming to the days of enjoy the weather outside, obviously it's the perfect time to talk about this topic.
Yeah, beautiful day today.
Exactly. So apply sunscreen 15 to 30 minutes before sun exposure, and reapply every 2 hours if you're just going to be outside or in your daily life. However, if you are going to be swimming, sweating, and you know that you're going to be towel drying your skin, reapply it every time that you do so. That is the main, because you take the sunscreen away, and so you take the protection away. So
Right. You
have to reapply it.
We have to stay protected.
You have to stay protected, correct? And this is a recommendation now that we are, you know, going outside, etc. As I said, I am a big proponent of making it a habit and using it all the time. It doesn't have to be an SPF 50 when it's winter time, but at least SPF 15, SPF 30, every single day, no matter what. In the winter, I always, all the time, every day. So even in the winter, I just want to make sure that everyone knows 80% of the UV rays do penetrate the clouds. So just because it's cloudy outside doesn't mean that you're not going to be hit by the sun. And second, as I said, UVA rays also penetrate glass. So if you work in the winter in right by a window, you're still getting sun exposure. So it's very important that we make it a habit to wear sunscreen.
Absolutely. And it's kind of convenient now, Dr. Kelly, that a lot of skin creams, moisturizers, sometimes have some skin protective sun blocker element to them.
Absolutely, you know, yes. I was going to mention that,
Which is great. It kind of makes it easy to have that habit and that routine. We're here at the Mount Airy Casino today, and we're going to be doing some sports talk in a little bit, and we'll talk some Phillies baseball. And one of the legends of Phillies baseball is Mike Schmidt. And Mike Schmidt got a lot of sun damage from being outdoors, playing baseball all his life, and now has you'll rarely see Mike Schmidt, if ever, in short sleeves. Every time he goes out, he has a long sleeve. I think it's like special clothing that is designed to protect his skin.
So we have there's other sun protection measures that we can take that is not just sunscreen. Before we go there, I just want to real quick talk about what is the proper application of sunscreen, how much you're supposed to be applying. And, of course, that's going to depend on how much of your body is going to be exposed. It's very easy when you're going to the beach and you're going to be in a swimsuit or in small shorts. You know, you have to cover it all, including, you know, your toes and feet. But on a daily life, it is recommended to do, just to guide ourselves, to do at least one tablespoon of sunscreen. And this should cover your face, your neck, your chest area that gets very neglected. Your ears also get very neglected. And for people that have short hair, the back of your neck also neglected and needs to be taken care of as well with that one tablespoon.
That's not a small amount. I really like I lather it on. I'm not taking any shortcuts.
Yeah,
I'm using
that
up all
is not,
the sunscreen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, when you think about it and when you look at it in the spoon, it's like, oh, this is a lot. Yes, that is exactly the amount that you need, at least for that area. And you'd need more for the rest of your body if you're going to be, you know, exposed outside. And if you're layering it with other products, like, for example, bug repellents, insect repellents, wear the sunscreen first and then put on the repellent. And if you're going to layer with makeup or any other skincare product, like moisturizer, like oils, put the oils and the moisturizers first, then the sunscreen, and then go on with your makeup. As you mentioned earlier, we're very lucky because a lot of products, a lot of makeup products, foundations, and powders do come now with SPF, which is good. SPF 15 at least is what I've seen the most or more typical. But just because they have SPF, I still recommend to wear regular sunscreen. As I said, make it a habit. Habit.
All right, so we mentioned protective clothing. You can also seek shade. Make sure you stay hydrated. Yes. Other great ways to protect yourself from the sun. Mm-hmm. But if you do get burnt, what
kind of treatment options are out there for sunburn relief? Can you? How about aloe? That's a tried and true.
Yes, so aloe is a tried and true straightforward answer. Honestly, is just to apply aloe all over the skin. Make sure that we don't pick on any burns.
Right.
If you have blisters, don't poke them. Look for, as I said, for superimposed infections. If you start getting fever chills, go to the ER, go to the doctor, because that most likely means that you got a superimposed infection and could have, like, it could be bad. In that regard,
right.
I wouldn't recommend taking any other oral medication, like to prevent fever and all, because that we're going to be masking any infections. So I'm not a fan of that. It's simply just keeping an eye on the blisters, make sure that we apply aloe as much as we need it. Honestly, it's not every 4 hours, everything. No, it's as much as gives us relief, and stay away from the sun.
All right, how about this? When you stay away from the sun, if you do get burnt, sometimes I have kind of a mindset that the damage has been done. Now I can go out in the sun and eventually this will turn to a tan or something like that. But I'm guessing that you're going to tell me that if you have
sun damage.
You got to stay out of the sun, because then you're probably going to be doing like double or triple damage or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Remember what I mentioned to you about cumulative exposure or cumulative sun exposure and damage in kids' skin? It's basically the same thing, right? We're like layering damage and we're making it worse the long term, right? Because I know that once we have this, we think that, oh, once the cells are broken, once they're dead, they're dead. No, because there's another layer under those cells, under that that first layer that got burned out, that is brand new and much fresher, you know, layer of skin, kind of like a baby skin almost. So it's way more vulnerable to sun damage. So we're making it absolutely 100% worse if we continue to get exposure after we already got a sunburn.
All right. Well, Dr. Kelly, we're going to be sun safe this summer and throughout the year with your tips and advice. Thanks for giving us a little bit of time on WBCB and keeping us protected from the sun. You know, beautiful day like today. We're up here at the Mount Airy Casino. They have the golf course. There's a lot of ways to be out in the sun and enjoy it, but let's do it safely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope everybody has an amazing summer and spring.
Yes, you too. All right, thanks to Dr. Kelly for being with us on WBCB for our St. Mary Medical Minute. And if you are looking for more information, you can go to trinityhealthma.org for more information about Dr. Kelly, about skin care, some of the tips and advice that they pass along there as well. Again, Trinity Health Mid-Atlantic, and find out more at trinityhealth.org. That's what it is, trinityhealth.org. And thanks to Dr. Kelly for hanging out for a bit on WBCB. All right, we're going to step aside and return in just a moment. Hopefully we'll be joined by Mike Bannon, the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, but I'm not sure. I kind of had a late call to action for Mike, and my last 24 hours have been quite a whirlwind, so I'm just happy to be settled in here. Nicole from Mount Airy Casino will be joining us in a little bit. So we'll step aside. We'll return. More Upwards coming your way in just a bit on BCB.
Hey, BCWSA customers. This is Tommy Green from the 1993 nationally champion Phillies. My friends at BCWSA are committed to providing us with safe, reliable water and sewer services. They operate state-of-the-art treatment facilities, provide clean drinking water, and make much-needed investments to protect our environment and ensure a sustainable future. Learn how BCWSA's investments help grow and serve our communities. Visit bcwsa.net. BCWSA, proven.
Join Phillies Director of Fun and Games John Brazier and former Phillies Mickey Morandini, or Tommy Green, this and every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. for the Bull Session, presented by BCWSA. Listen each and every week as John and the boys are joined by a different Phillies guest and break down this year's team and see if they can once again hold that World Series trophy. It's the Bull Session, presented by BCWSA, live from Chickies and Pete's, right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM. For guest and show info, visit WBCB1490.com.
WBCB is now on your FM dial at 107.3, serving Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties since 1957. You can now listen to all your WBCB favorites crystal clear on 107.3 FM, a new age for WBCB on a new frequency, 107.3.
Welcome back to Upwards on WBCB. We are doing our thing from the Mount Airy Casino in the Pocono Mountains. Great to be up here and delighted to be joined by Nicole, and kind of puts together some of the entertainment stuff. Here on this show, my focus is to look at some things that make our area a nice place to live and work. We really take kind of a focus on health and wellness types of things, and we get our consumer protection guy, and he helps to keep us aware of different scams and that type of thing. But in the past, I kind of was hoping that this would be a show about different charities and 501c3 organizations, and we've had some of that. So what I like to ask is how you guys interact with the community. Again, we're here at Mount Airy Casino Resort and Spa. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. Make sure everybody stays sun protected, but they're ready to have a great, great summer with a ton of awesome entertainment. And yeah, welcome, Nicole.
Well, thanks for having me. One of Mount Airy Casino's resort's core value is community give back. So we work with a host of 501c3s. If they're having a raffle and we can do some donations for them, overnight stays, things
right.
of that nature, we donate some of our higher-end sheets, you know, for Diamond AAA. We recycle very often to the Camp Papillion Animal Shelter and Awesome Animal Shelter. So, you know,
nice.
Humans, fur babies.
All right, Nicole, are you an animal lover?
I felt the vibe. Can you feel the vibe?
I am.
I have a little mini zoo at home. I am an animal lover.
Dogs, cats?
Dogs, cats, lizards, turtles. I mean, you name it.
Awesome.
It kind of comes with me. But
well, then a cause like that must be close to your heart and allows people who are on the staff here to kind of rally around the things that really speak to them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our team members engage with, you know, Valor, bringing some of our clothing items over to them, you know, for some of their stand downs. And I think my favorite event every year, and I've been lucky enough to do it for 3 years in a row, we do this awesome, I call it the Santa Squad, and we go to a local grocery store and we just kind of hide around in the aisles and we pop out and hand cards. Yep, and buy their holiday meals and their groceries for that month. It's kind of my favorite one of the year. It's so fun.
That sounds hilarious.
It's so fun. We dress up in Santa outfits and elf outfits and we just kind of pop up all over the place.
And like you jump out from...
We're like, hey, we are, and you know, hand people gift cards, and the look of pure joy on their face is amazing.
Well, getting a gift from Santa is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no one's better than Santa.
Well, really great how Mount Airy Casino is connected into the community, and for all those gift baskets, everybody's got a raffle, an event.
Absolutely.
And so they can reach out and say, hey, we got a meaningful cause. Can you guys get behind it? And depending on, I guess, like where the place is and what the cause is and all that stuff, there has to be some type of vetting process
there's
involved.
A vetting process. We make sure, you know, everybody really is a 501c3 and things like that. But if there's any organization that has, you know, a need or, you know, some sort of for an event, let us know. We'll be happy to do what we can to support you.
Yeah, speaking of which, our consumer protection guy who joins us every once in a while, Nicole, I don't know what he's doing today. He's usually a part of the show, talks about a charity navigator website that he recommends to people that you can go on and you can, any individual can vet charities and 501c3 organizations and see specific details of how they're spending their money, how much money actually goes to the cause, how much goes to their executives and stuff like that. So a really, really valuable website. All right, what is coming up here at Mount Airy Casino in the summer? You coordinate entertainment and all the fun, and summer is the season of fun.
Absolutely, and I'm so excited. You know, June 14th, we have Hollywood Nights. It's a ultimate Bob Seger experience coming over to Mount Airy Casino Resort.
Love Bob Seger.
He's amazing. And then July 12th, we have the Bruno Mars experience. It's called Earth to Mars.
Nice.
They're coming in. We're bringing back We May Be Right, Billy Joel tribute in September.
Nice.
He was here last year, and people loved him, and they begged us to bring him back. So we're doing it. And then, you know, I know we're into the fall, but we're bringing in a medium, Kim Russo, to kind of define the spirit world and see who's following us.
All right. Have you ever been at a media presentation of a medium?
I haven't. And I'm really excited to be at this one. And I was like, I'm going to be front row for this. So I'm really excited to see how this works and how many spirits we have lurking around at Mount Airy Casino Resort.
I'm going back a few years ago, but at WBCB, we had a regular guest on our afternoon show called The Spirit Man.
Okay.
Joseph Tittle would come on, and he would take phone calls and do readings on the air. And then we did something down at one of the spots in Ocean City, and we had a remote down there, and people could come down there and stay and sit for his reading. And I'm glad he didn't pick me out. I feel uncomfortable in those situations. I'm very skeptical of all that stuff. But yeah. The spirit man used to be lurking around WBCB, or I don't know what spirit people do. They kind of fly around, maybe.
Fly,
I guess,
over and see what your aura looks like.
Well, I love all this music. I'm kind of doing a new thing on the radio station now at 11 o'clock where I play album sides. And so I got to get to a Bob Seger record. I haven't gotten to him yet. And I see you have a Bruce Springsteen tribute.
We do in August, and it hasn't even been announced yet. So you are the first to know about it.
Oh.
We haven't announced it. It's not on
breaking
our site.
News.
Breaking news. We have Bruce in the USA coming on August 16th. And I can't tell you how excited the team is about having them come in. We haven't done anything in this genre for a little while. So it's going to be exciting. It's the summer. Who doesn't party with Bruce Springsteen in the summer?
That's going to be great.
It is. And then we go into November and we bring in Journey. Absolutely so excited to bring in a Journey tribute in November. What better timing?
Well, we got Nicole with us here. We're talking about what's going on at Mount Airy Casino Resort and Spa. Going to be doing a little sports talk later on with our all-in show. I hope you can circle back.
Of course.
And join us for that. And before the show, you told me about a gaming promotion where everybody who had won a jackpot, yes. Is that like throughout the year?
So since April 1st.
Okay, so you won a jackpot. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right? Awesome. Right. All right.
Awesome.
Feeling good. You won the
right,
jackpot.
Right.
Now you can win more money because you won the jackpot. Mm-hmm. Like you get into the a jackpot lotto.
Yeah, we're calling it our jumping jackpot party. So if you've won any jackpot, taxable jackpot from April 1st through June 28th, you come on in on June 28th, put your ticket in a drum, and we pick winners. The grand prize is $10,000 in free slot play. I mean, it's a big number. You could do a lot with that. So,
well, I'm sad because I have never won a jackpot.
There's still time.
Okay.
There is still time.
Like, how much is a jackpot? Vary?
It varies, but it's $1,200 or more is considered a taxable jackpot. And, you know, if you didn't win it at Mount Airy, but you won it at another casino, bring in your W2G on June 28th and we'll give you an entry just the same.
Sweet.
So, you know, come on in and come join our party and extend your jackpots.
Become part of the family.
Become part of the Mount Airy family because, you know, it really is a family here. I mean, team is.
I love it. It's kind of intimate, and yet it has all the glitz, the glamour. We are here in the Pocono room, or the Pocono room, the poker room in the Poconos.
Yes, yes.
That's a important distinction.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, but the poker room really gets going on the weekends here. I was hearing.
few months ago. But yes, the nights on the weekends, our poker room gets jamming. We have multiple tables. They're usually full. There's usually a wait list, to who to get on them. And normally when you wait, we have our glass bar, we have our sports book, which is right on top of the poker room. So a lot of people will hang out and watch the game while they're waiting for the next table to open so that they can participate in that.
All right. So did you notice in our previous visits if Paul Jalovitz sat down at one of the poker tables? I know he sometimes will...
I have not circled back around at night to check on him.
That's one of the spots he likes to...
Very possible.
Circulate around.
It's very possible, though. I know he was talking about it for a few times, so.
Well, Nicole, thank you for helping us set things up here.
And
talking a little bit about how Mount Airy Casino and the community stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would appreciate your having us back out here.
Oh, anytime. We love having you here.
Coming up later on. Looking forward to tonight. Are we going to eat at, like, the steakhouse or
you
something?
You are. You are. We already have reservations. You're
not
all set.
Not me. I got to go home. And my daughter has her last band ensemble concert tonight, so she's a senior in high school. I couldn't miss it.
No, you can't miss that. That's so important.
So I'm sorry, I got to cut off cut things short for my participation here for all the all-in fun and everything going on at Mount Airy Casino, but it's a pretty good reason, right?
It's a very good reason, and we'll give you an IOU for it.
Let me
know when you're around.
Excellent. All right, Nicole, thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have Maureen Solomon talking about fitness, movement, activity for your mental wellness.
So important.
All right, back just a bit with more on WBCB.
Hey, BCWSA customers, this is Tommy Green from the 1993 National League Champion Phillies. My friends at BCWSA are committed to providing us with safe, reliable water and sewer services. They operate state-of-the-art treatment facilities, provide clean drinking water, and make much-needed investments to protect our environment and ensure a sustainable future. Learn how BCWSA's investments help grow and serve our communities. Visit bcwsa.net. BCWSA, prove it.
Hi, this is Mayor Jeff Martin of Hamilton Township, inviting you to tune in to our monthly radio show, This Month in Hamilton. Video stream live the fourth Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. at WBCB1490.com. We will be featuring various guests from Hamilton Township to keep you up to date on what's going on in Hamilton.
Are you a parrot head?
Wasted away again in Margarita.
Not that kind. That's more like it. If you're this kind of parrot head, don't forget to check out the Denny O Polka Show every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon right here on 1490 WBCB and online at WBCB1490.com.
I'm Henry Carpenter, certified elder law attorney and host of Senior Legal Strategies right here on WBCB. On a recent Senior Legal Strategies, we discussed the importance of the four basic estate planning documents. A general durable power of attorney names someone to take care of your finances, properties, and legal affairs if you can't. A medical power of attorney names someone to make lifetime medical care decisions if you can't. A living will or health care directive sets forth your directions for end-of-life care. A last will and testament directs where your assets go and don't go after your death and selects someone to finalize your affairs. I invite you to call us today at 215-493-0727 to schedule a no-cost consultation to discuss these documents and any other concerns you may have.
Join former pitcher from the 93 National League champion Phillies, Tommy Green, along with host John Brazier for the SEPTA Baseball Insider Show, presented by BCWSA. Prior to Phillies baseball this Sunday and every Sunday, right here on 1490 WBCB, along with 107.3 FM and video streamed live at WBCB1490.com and on YouTube by going to WBCB Sports.
Album Sides is back on BCB. Join us weekday mornings at 11 for Album Sides. We've got great music, going to spin some of the best albums of all time. It's Album Sides with yours truly, the philosopher Chris Ermer. Weekday mornings at 11 right here on 107.3 FM and 1490 WBCB. You can also listen live at WBCB1490.com.
Under the Hood with Fred Fletcher is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. on WBCB 1490 AM and 107.3 FM. Everything you need to know about your car and keeping it maintained with Fred Fletcher from Fletcher's Garage, Hood and South Olds Boulevard, Fairless Hills, your official AAA facility.
Back to Upwards on WBCB. We're live from the Mount Airy Casino Resort and Spa. And, yeah, been a wild 24 hours. I went to Kohl's to get a new pair of sneakers. And Kohl's in itself is like an adventure where they're trying to offer me all these discounts and you got to put your email in. Kohl's is wild. But I left my phone at Kohl's, so I'm very thankful that they were able to pick up the phone and put it in the lost and found, and I was able to circle back and get it today. But now, like, my apps aren't working, my GPS isn't working, and it's making me feel like a certain kind of way. So I'm glad to have Maureen Solomon with us to talk a little bit about mental balance and activity. Hey, Maureen, how you doing today?
Hey, Chris. Happy Thursday. It's a beautiful day out there.
Yes, a beautiful day for sure. But I've been feeling stressed out. And, you know, staying active and staying moving is one tool that makes me feel a little bit better. But there's actually some science right behind staying moving, doing regular activity, and how it can affect your mental state of wellness.
Oh, there is no question. And as we know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And there's probably not a person on the planet that hasn't experienced something in the mental health arena or knows someone who's had serious or difficult times with mental health issues. So we all have dipped our toe into that pool, unfortunately. And it's hard. And, you know, we do have all of these external stressors that make life really challenging at times. So the struggle is real. It's not just in your head. It actually manifests in a lot of physical symptoms as well. And we do know that daily movement can help to mitigate or offset some of those mental health the bad stuff that comes along with mental health stuff, like fatigue, malaise, worry, compulsions, you know, just constantly ruminating that you're not doing something right and things like that. So we know movement can have a huge positive impact on all of those feelings.
And as you get into the topic, Maureen, really changes my perspective a little bit about people who are dealing with chemical imbalances and other things. But just as a stress reducer, exercise, I think, can play a very valuable role. I guess I don't want to minimize people's mental health challenges. I mean, sometimes exercise alone is not going to cut it, but it can be a helpful, it certainly doesn't hurt to stay active and stay moving and just feel that, feel a little bit better from day to day.
Yeah, there's no question. And it would be really sort of, I want to say hostile, but it would be inappropriate for you and I to say that exercise is going to fix everything, because that's not always the case.
No.
I would say that exercise and good nutrition can fix a lot of things. But even so, there are many, many instances where that's just not enough to get somebody past the difficult experiences that they're having, whether it's with anxiety or depression or a combination, you know, and all those things are helpful. I mean, I have so many friends that work out with me very regularly that struggle with very intense depression. Either it's depressive episodes or treatment-resistant depression, and they are regular gym goers. They, you know, from looking at them, they seem to be in very, very good health. So I'm here to tell you that there are many instances where modern medicine needs to, you know, show its influence on those particular problems or symptoms that you're having. And it can really help people and get them past some incredibly difficult times. So I think we can have exercise and really, really good nutrition. I would say sleep. Quality sleep is definitely up there in the top three. And, of course, some medical intervention, having group therapy, having individual therapy, talking to a psychiatrist or a psychologist on how to manage your reactions and symptoms to things, all of these things. It's not a single-prong approach to how we look at this. And I think that it's important that we're sensitive to people who are going through difficult times.
How about for those who look to the east, so to speak, and look at the disciplines like yoga, tai chi, martial arts? Those also can have, they have that mind-body kind of connection. And I guess that's kind of what we're getting at with this topic, the mental parts and the physical parts. You know, you need to do a little physical activity to make sure that, you know, the mental balance is there.
I mean, the mind is so incredibly powerful that it basically leads the entire progression and procession of the way we feel. If you, right. you can, like I just described, you can be in physically what appears to be perfect health and do what appears to be everything right. And, you know, if you really dig deeper, you might find some changes in that, because I have lots of friends who work out all the time and they may be drinking too much or they don't sleep well. And, you know, there's all these components. I would say it's probably a five-prong approach to the mental health issues. But we do also know that there are instances and cases where somebody can be really, really challenged in that arena, and a specific medicine helps to get them over the hump. And maybe it's something, I mean, there's many mental health conditions that you will be medicated for life in some of those circumstances, such as mood disorders and, you know, some like maybe schizophrenia and things like that, where you it would be an abyss to not be on your medicines. And those medicines have provided people with the opportunity to rejoin society and have an application where they feel protected, safe, and can function. I mean, the big goal is to have people return or restore function when they are really suffering. So I am so incredibly sensitive to the challenges people with mental health have experienced. I've had anxiety my whole life since I was a child. You know, it's I have brothers and sisters who have had many challenges throughout their lives. So I'm very, very sensitive to that and will never, ever be either discouraging or flippant or insensitive to the plight of people going through those. We have a resident here who's been very, very honest with her journey, and she has had major depressive disorder for, she said, since her early 20s. She works out every day. She comes to the pool, and, you know, I saw her the other day, and I said, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And she said, I'm in a really, really bad state right now. It's been going on for about 6 weeks. She's very honest. And she's still coming and doing classes, but it's hard. She's having a really challenging time. So, you know, we have to be very sympathetic of that and help people where we can, guide them where we can, and give them the best advice to get some medical intervention.
Hey, Maureen, on the lighter side, earlier in the show, we had Dr. Kelly with us from St. Mary Medical Center, and she was talking about protecting your skin. And I know there's a lot of outdoor activity going on, and I just want to circle back and see what types of things you do. I don't know, do you have like spray-on products? Do you apply sunscreen, or do we were even talking about different creams, moisturizers that also have SPF in them in order, you know, you're an active person,
and you're outdoors in the sun a bunch. I don't know. I imagine that's something that I know. I think back to my younger days and say, oh, man, I wish I knew then what I know now. And was more conscious of all that stuff. And I would imagine that you have it in front of mind now. But
yeah, I mean, what I try to do, Chris, years ago. Yeah, I think about this. We were just talking about this the other day here at work. I used to lay out on the dorm roof with my girlfriend on top of those silver reflecting blankets. And we were probably out partying too late and would fall asleep out there for like 8 hours in the sun and be fried to a crisp. I mean, it was, I think back on this now and I just want to cringe at how how we destroyed our skin in those years. You know, and that was with baby oil. That's what we did back then. Now, I mean, my dermatologist has suggested that the best course of action is sun avoidance or sun blocking. And I tend to use clothing that has a high, like an SPF 35 to 50 to block the sun. But I always do try to get some early morning vitamin D in my eyes, in my skin, obviously not like staring directly into the sun, but maybe 10 or 15 minutes of early morning sun to help to reset that circadian rhythm so that you can get some restful sleep. The sun isn't that intense then, so it does impact the melatonin that we feel, but it doesn't hurt your skin in any specific way, and it provides vitamin D. And then if I'm going to, like, the beach or to, you know, somewhere where I'm going to be out in the sun for long periods of time,
right,
I will definitely use a product that does not have some dangerous, maybe zinc oxide is, like, the one that does not provide some dangerous chemicals leaching osmotically into your skin, because you know our skin is the biggest organ in our body. We want to be really selective about the products that we use for sunscreen specifically, because you're outside, your pores are dilated because of the heat, your skin is, you know, is heated up. So products that you apply in a hot environment like that are going to leach into your skin and into your bloodstream, and we want to make sure that the chemicals that are in them are not harmful in any way. And there's a whole ton of products available now that do fit, check that box. But you got to dig a little bit. And that's why, you know, back in the 70s, you always saw the lifeguards with the zinc oxide on their nose, like the white cream on their nose.
Right.
That's one of the ones that's not terribly, first of all, it's really viscous and it doesn't really get into your skin as bad, but it's a full blocking agent without too many harmful chemicals.
Well, Maureen, we can always count on you for great tips and advice, a little perspective, and motivation, a little inspiration to keep us moving. So thank you so much. Hopefully you're able to get out and enjoy this really beautiful day.
Yeah, I just took a walk outside because, as you know, Chris, movement is your medicine. So get some every day.
Absolutely. Thank you to Maureen Solomon for being with us today on Upwards. All right, we're going to step aside, take care of a couple of quick messages, and then we'll return to wrap it up. We're live from Mount Airy Casino Resort and Spa in the Pocono Mountains, and from 2 to 5, we're going to be talking sports with the All In Show, hosted by John Brazier. Dickie Knowles is going to be coming up. That's looking forward to that. So, all right, we'll be right back on BCB with more Upwards.
Join Phillies Director of Fun and Games John Brazier and former Phillies Mickey Morandini, or Tommy Green, this and every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. for the Bull Session, presented by BCWSA. Listen each and every week as John and the boys are joined by a different Phillies guest and break down this year's team and see if they can once again hold that World Series trophy. It's the Bull Session, presented by BCWSA, live from Chickies and Pete's, right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM. For guest and show info, visit WBCB1490.com.
WBCV is now on your FM dial at 107.3, serving Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties since 1957. You can now listen to all your WBCV favorites crystal clear on 107.3 FM, a new age for WBCV on a new frequency, 107.3.
Learn everything you need to know about your health during Capital Health Watch with Dr. Stephen Vanney of Capital Health Primary Care Newtown. Listen to Dr. Vanney the second and fourth Tuesday of each month at 1 o'clock on WBCB, 1490 AM and 107.3 FM. Call in with any health-related questions at 215-949-3232.
Opinions matter, and so do yours. Hi, I'm Joe Fabrizi, inviting you to join me every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for Opinions Matter, right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM. Join us as we tackle the tough New Jersey politics affecting you. We want to hear from you because your opinions matter.
All right, back here at the Mount Airy Casino Resort and Spa. Thanks to Maureen Solomon for checking in with a little fitness inspiration, and Dr. Maria Kelly, who was with us earlier for our St. Mary Medical Minute, talking about skin damage, protecting your skin. Yeah, you got to get some sun exposure. I think that was good stuff for Maureen about going out early in the morning, although I'm never up early in the morning. And I think I'm on the same schedule as Brianne, who's doing our video engineering for that. And in the morning, that's when we sleep. But Maureen is up there looking at the sun, getting the vitamin D. Maybe we should take a page from her book, but I don't know. I'm probably going to opt to sleep in, and I'll catch the sun later in the day, like in the afternoon at some point. But it is important to get some sun exposure. Like I was saying to Dr. Kelly, two people recently went through their blood work stuff, and fortunately for them, everything looked great, all good, except not so much vitamin D. And I just think that's something, get out there. As the summer progresses and there's more longer days, I think probably that vitamin D exposure number and stuff going to end up going up a little bit. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for Upwards. Going to take a little bit of a breather and get ready for the All-In Show. We're here from 2 to 5. We're going to be bringing Nicole back from Mount Airy Casino. We'll check in with Dickie Knowles and John Brazier, and I will be talking all things Philly sports. Oh, I don't want to forget Ben Jones, man, the CEO of BCWSA. He's always a part of what we do, and we'll get his opinions on the Phillies, the Flyers, Sixers, the Eagles, the Birds. So we'll be doing that here from 2 to 4 from Mount Airy Casino Resort and Spa. And right now we send it back to our WBCB studios. The news is coming up in a little bit. Thanks so much for being with us today for Upwards on WBCB.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Yes, guys, coming up in just a few minutes, we have All In Live from Mount Airy Casino Resort. For a few hours, you get some of your awesome sports talk here on BCB. Traditionally, we'd have the afternoon show 2 to 4, but that's all right. We're still going to get our sports talk in today. And Chris and Brazier are going to have a great time. Also, Dickie Knowles will be on the show. And so, afternoon show will return tomorrow, normal 2 to 4. But stay tuned. We got some awesome programming for you right here on your favorite station at Bucks, Burlington, Mercer County's 1490 WBCB.
listening to 1490 WBCB and on your FM dial at 107.3 W297 CL Levittown. AP.